You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
So my niece would love a dog. Every year she begs her mom to get a dog and promises to take care of it and clean its poop and take it for walks and play with it and everything she has to do. But of course there's bigger considerations that you have to factor in when getting a pet and greater costs that you need to think about. Otherwise you stand to be left in the lurch if you don't plan financially. Here to talk about the costs of having a pet is Danielle van Wyk of Just Money. We also have Fur Dad Kolofelo Mohane and
Diamonds Are Forever. They are all I need to please me. They can stimulate and tease me.
Well, we have a certain pit bull that I think pleases its parents quite a lot in the form of Diamond. Good evening to all of you. Kola, let me begin with you and Diamond, please. Thanks so much for joining the Market Update. Just talk to us about Diamond, how much it initially cost you to bring her home and how much she costs you to keep.
Good evening, Fifi, and good evening to your listeners. Thank you for having me. Having this dog, well, at first it was easy because we had to pay 1.5. I was like, you know what? It's just 1.5. I won't be spending more money. Then time went on. She needed medical aid. And I was like, oh my God, am I going to survive spending so much on her, so much money on her? So far, I think I've spent more than 4,000 just on her food and medical, but then now we still need to take her for training, and that training is 5,250.
Oh my goodness.
And that's very expensive, I don't want to lie. I'm not even looking forward to doing that.
Oh my goodness. But just give us a sense of a Diamond's food, because I've seen her on Instagram. She's a very, very spoiled dog. What does Diamond eat? And when you were talking about your medical costs, what are her main medical needs?
Firstly, she's a pedigree girl. She eats dog malls. Remember, they're expensive. And she also gets her treats every day. With her medical aid, I'm still comparing, actually. I negotiate a lot, so I save money. So right now, I'm still busy shopping around for her medical aid and also the pet insurance. But as soon as I get one, I'll definitely sign her up. She is a good girl, naughty, but she loves cuddling. And the problem is she wants to cuddle around 5:30 in the morning. Forward to 5:30.
So that's an added cost, the cost of TLC. But nonetheless, let's get Danielle in here to perhaps assist you. Danielle, I'm sure you were listening. Just talk to us there. I mean, about the costs associated with pet insurance and having a pet in general. Kola talking about medical aid. Can you just help us or help him there?
Look, you know, generally, firstly, hi, Fifi, hi, Kolofelo, hi, Diamond. I enjoyed listening to that, so thank you for that, Kolofelo. Generally, they are very high initial expenses, you know, when you bring a pet home, followed by, obviously, as Kolofelo has touched on, there's quite a long-term financial commitment, you know. Similar to humans, when you have an elderly pet especially, there can be many costs associated, often illness, extra care for that stage in life. But unlike with human medical aid, which, you know, obviously covers a certain list of prescribed minimum benefits, there are not industry regulations as to what must be covered for pet insurance. So it really does vary. You know, each pet insurance policy is very different. So we always advise people to read the small print. If we're going to just touch quickly, briefly on just the intricacies of pet insurance, some offerings do offer comprehensive cover, which covers accidents, illnesses, emergencies, you know, even through to physiotherapy. And there's also preventative cover like tick and flea control and vaccinations, dental cleaning, and, you know, all of that kinds of things. But it really is important for people to, as Kolofelo mentioned, to weigh up their options, to do their homework, to do their research, because prices can vary.
Certainly. I mean, I was even speaking to a colleague of mine a little earlier, and he was telling me about how his dog swallowed a bone and how that needed unexpected medical care to obviously prevent the dog from choking. But talk to us about how, if you do want to have a pet, you need to have this emergency fund to budget for unforeseen circumstances, and just how much you need to be contributing towards the fund.
So, you know, it's really important. I'd say that in the process of considering getting a pet, it's important, firstly, that you have a look at your financial situation as a whole, and you just understand what it is you can afford. I often think that people, or I would hope rather, that people understand this before getting the pet or the animal, because they come with a lot, and they come with a lot of financial expenses as well. So, you know, pets vary. I was actually reading something interesting the other day that actually said that it can actually cost up to 70,000 rand, you know, for specific dog breeds, which is an astronomical amount of money. But there are people out there that are paying that. So it really depends when it comes to this fund that you want to put away or save rather towards for your pet. It depends on what you can afford. It depends on how much you can afford to put away. And it also depends on what your pet's needs are. I think that would be the most important thing to understand there.
Sure, I can relate. I mean, a friend of mine also told me that her Pomeranian cost 7,000 rand. Yes. I'm like, wow, sure. Not cheap at all.
Yeah.
But Kolo, to bring you back, you and Diamond, I think it's a kind of a good thing that you're co-parenting, right? Because, I mean, stomaching these costs alone, I imagine, would be very, very difficult.
As much as we're co-parenting, but then remember, I would still want to do it alone. I think I'm more jealous. I want to be that father who's there alone, and I'll let my partner just take care of the other stuff. And yeah, I'm just that dad. It is expensive though. I'm really, really thinking of getting advice from anyone else.
But
who owns a dog?
But I mean, just in terms of, I mean, I know it's lockdowns and all of that, right? But when COVID-19 passes, which is very soon, and you in a situation when you and your partner would like to go on holiday after what has been a very difficult year, 2 years, what happens to Diamond then? Who stays with Diamond, and what's the cost of her care?
The other day, I took her for grooming, and I was busy doing inquiries. I checked for a night for the dog hotel. I think they're charging 150
sure.
a night. So you can imagine that leaving her there for a week, that's my whole salary. I'm not gonna lie to you. It's not easy, but we are learning every day.
Oh, wow. If anything, this conversation has not encouraged me to get a pet. But Danielle, just final words from you. Just what our listeners need to be mindful of should they embark on the journey of being a furry parent.
Yeah, so thanks, Stacey. I think we've touched on two of the points. One being do your homework. Understand the type of animal, the cost associated with this type of animal, whether it's an older animal or you know, a puppy or kitten, and just understand the initial costs as well. You know, there's vaccinations to consider, sterilizing, etc. The other point we touched on is, you know, build that emergency savings fund. So before you get the pet or bring the pet home, understand what it is that you can save now already, if possible, and just start working around that. Consider pet insurance would be another one. Do your homework there, weigh up your options, the costing involved. And then the other one would be, and the one you just touched on with Kolo actually, which is get boarding back up. So, you know, as you said, people are moving back into office, and, you know, with COVID-19 and a lot of people working remotely and having gotten their pets when they were working remotely, that animal is it's become attached. You know, it's used to having their fur mom and dad around. So definitely consider what is going to be the cost of implementing maybe doggy daycare or a house sitter or those associated costs as well.
All right. Okay. Thanks so much to all three of you for making us a lot wiser about how much it costs exactly to bring a furry loved one home. That was Danielle van Wyk, brand and strategy manager at Just Money. We also had Kolofelo Mogane, who is the father of Diamond as well as Diamond herself. From us here, we really thank you for listening to that conversation. This show was brought to you by Nedbank Business Banking. See money differently. Nedbank.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.